From racing's heartland, RSN 927's Racing Pulse.
This weekend, it's week two of the TAB Australian Cup Carnival at the Meadows on Saturday night. And oh my gosh, it got off to a cracker last week. Three Group 1s, including the return of Tornado Tears and the Zoom Top, who was simply stunning first up after 5 months. Mickey Floyd joins us. How are you, Mick?
Very well, thank you, Mick. You're right. It was a fantastic night of racing the Meadows on Saturday night. And Tornado Tears, we've just run out of superlatives for him. The effort to come back after 5 months on the sidelines, back over 700 metres first up, and to win a Group 1 level like that was just extraordinary. I dare say it's unprecedented. I can't think of any other time a greyhound's done anything like that before. Would have been very nice if the runner-up, Blue Moon Rising, had got up. Would have been healthy for the pocket. But the full marks to Tornado Tears and his trainer, Robert Britton, was a fantastic effort. And looking ahead, it looks like the Super Stays is another Group 1 at his mercy.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. Deliver was great in the Rookie Rebel, and Baruga Brett won another Group 1 as well. So, and I believe it was a big family atmosphere and a great crowd on night one.
Yeah, it certainly was. The Meadows do a fantastic job with all these sort of things. Kids' rides and activities everywhere. The crowd was huge and the atmosphere was absolutely electric. So, great way to kick off the carnival. And as you mentioned, with those two Group 1 winners there, Baruga Brett and Deliver, both of them were buttering up this week. It is probably the second best night of racing for mine, the Melbourne Cup heats. I've got to wear my sand anchor up here. The Melbourne Cup heats is probably the only night of the year that comes close to the quality we'll see on Saturday night.
Well, it's going to be another intriguing night on Saturday because we've got the heats of the Australian Cup and the Fan de Bail Super Stayers.
Absolutely, yeah. The quality of the greyhounds is just brilliant. When you've got names like Black Opium, Gifted, Orson Allen, Poke the Bear, Miss Splendor Miro, My Redeemer, Hecton Bale. This is a fantastic night of racing. As I said, it is probably one of the best of the year. And some intriguing battles head-to-head as well. The way these fields are sorted, they're sort of distributed evenly through the heat. So you get some good head-to-head battles, including the likes of Black Opium and Neo Cleo to kick off the night. She's Gifted, and Orson Allen, who's come with Box 5 after a very good run on Saturday night behind Baruga Brett. Poke the Bear is the one I think we'll see a lot of improvement from. He is probably the fastest dog in the country, but he does have a few flaws at Box Ride. He's drawn Box 2 on Saturday night and does look like he's going to get a better run there, although he does run into some pretty handy types, including Miss Splendor Miro and Go Seek Fernando, both of which are flying. So it is going to be a cracking night of racing.
Well, Black Opium, I think, is the early fixed odds $6 favourite for the Australian Cup. And it goes around in the first heat. $1.85 off the red. Neo Cleo, $7. Box 3. Would you take the $1.85?
Yeah, I think so. I actually spoke to Jason Thompson, Shona's partner, during the week, and they were looking for a middle box for Black Opium. They feel she gets out a little bit better. But from box one in that field, look, she's a deserved odds-on favourite. Might be a fraction short, but look, does look hard to beat. I'm told she's trying as well as she ever has. She's a flying machine. Forget the run on Saturday night up at Ballarat. She got dragged down at the first turn. She was a fraction away from crossing, and if she did, she wins another nice race there. But look, at from box one on Saturday night, she's going to be exceptionally hard to beat.
And we get to see Tornado Tears again this weekend in the Fan de Bail Super Stays up against Rip and Sam.
Yeah, we do. The two brothers meet again. Rip and Sam, I think they've met about 9 or 10 times on the track and a couple of times in trials, and Tornado Tears has had him covered every time. I'm just not sure how well he's going at the moment, Rip and Sam. I think he's a little way off his best, and as we saw on Saturday night, Tornado Tears is absolutely flying. He's come up with box two. If he has got a failing or a concern, Tornado Tears, the fact that he is mad railer, we saw on Saturday night he got to the back there and just wanted to get to the fence from box two, and with Rip and Sam on his inside, he should get that nice clear run into the first turn, and once he's there, I can't see anything running him down. He's $1.40 at the moment to win the Super Stayers, which is just extraordinary in itself, and deservedly so. I just can't see anything beating him, certainly in this heat, and once he gets through the final, it'll probably start around the same quote.
$1.40, well, his value, $1.33 then in the heat on Saturday night. Give us your best from the Meadows on Saturday night, and also playing at home Sandown tonight.
Yeah, it's Saturday night. I think a dog like Lagoon Red, race 6, number 1, looks like a reasonable sort of chance. He's about a $17 chance in the all-in market, and the dog is absolutely flying. He's been running around the Meadows, around Sandown Park the last few weeks, and he's going as well as any dog in the country. With Baruga Brett and Dinah Paddy and a couple of other good types in there, I reckon you might get a nice price on Saturday night, and as I said, $16 for the all-in market. But tonight at Sandown Park, a couple of nice types going around. A really interesting 700-metre race. We've got Sweet as M and Never Duplicator stepping up at the 700 for the first first time. Both dogs look like they're looking forward to it. Zemma's been tabbed as a stayer for a long time now and gets their chance here. And Ever Duplicate is coming off three outstanding wins over the middle distance. So a really fascinating race there. Best Bet comes up in race 8, number 2, Alberto. The dog is absolutely flying. He's got a picket fence next to his name, around about $2.60 on the fixed odds market at the moment. I think that's a pretty good price.
Good on you, Mickey. You've been in ripping form. We'll catch up with you next week.
Certainly will.